Thanks for joining us today on RV Tech Talk, a podcast produced by the National RV Training Academy that is devoted to discussing ways to keep RVs in tip-top shape and ways to make money fixing or inspecting recreation vehicles. My name is Greg Gerber, your host for today's show. It has been 3 years since we recorded an RV Tech Talk podcast episode. Everything sort of came to a halt in March 2020 when COVID shut down in-person training, campgrounds were shuttered, and confusion reigned throughout the world. Yet, ironically, more RVs were built and sold that year than ever before. When campgrounds reopened, people flocked to the RV lifestyle, and demand for recreation vehicles went through the roof. That created an even greater need for RV technicians and RV inspectors, and demand for those services has not subsided. The National RV Training Academy decided to relaunch this podcast in hopes of building awareness of opportunities available to consumers to get RVs evaluated by certified RV inspectors before buying them, and fixed by certified RV technicians, including mobile service technicians, whenever a problem occurs. NRVTA also wanted people to be aware of opportunities to make money by providing valuable inspection and repair services. So I will usually be interviewing a technician or inspector every week going forward. This week, however, I'm interviewing the two women at the helm of the trade associations representing RV technicians and RV inspectors. Renee Winsma is the executive director of the National RV Inspectors Association, as well as the RV Technician Association of America. Gilda Mitchell is the director of member benefits for both associations. As we relaunched the podcast, I wanted them to come on the show to explain what has changed since 2020 and how the associations are working to help RV consumers, as well as their member inspectors and technicians. So please welcome Renee Winsma and Gilda Mitchell to the show. Thanks for joining me today, Gilda and Renee. I really appreciate the time. So tell us what you do for the associations and how long you've worked there. And so we'll start with you, Gilda.
My name is Gilda Mitchell. I'm Director of Membership Benefits for the National RV Inspectors Association and the RV Technician Association of America. I've been with both the associations for a year and a half now.
What about you, Renee?
Yes, my name is Renee Winsma, and I'm the Director of Administration for the RV Tech Association of America and the National RV Inspectors Association. And I've been in this position for 2 years.
What attracted you folks to the associations?
I'll start. What attracted me to the associations is my passion and love for recreational vehicles. I would love to own one day. Crossing fingers, that will happen. And I love being able to assist members so they can be successful in their businesses, just having a passion for this particular industry and field, and just letting people know, like, honestly, this is like my dream job. It's just a passion and something that I wake up every day and not say, oh, I'm going to work, but it's just somewhere I can say, yes, I am helping people, I'm helping members, and just making sure that they're successful.
What about you, Renee?
I am an NRVIA inspector, and I have been with the association, my husband and I have, since about 2015. And so early on, we saw the vision that Cooper and Anderson had regarding the RV industry and where it could be. And so it just, I remember sitting in a conference 1 year, I believe it was in 2016. And Mr. Cooper was talking about finding a campground and building a school and having inspectors and technicians come there to train. It's really exciting to see their vision and their dreams happen.
So you were on the ground floor when all of this started.
We were on the ground floor. And so it's just very exciting. And it's just a natural progression, I think, for me to start with RBT and to help facilitate that association.
What do you like most about your position, Gilda?
What I like most about my position is helping members navigate their businesses, the training opportunities that we do offer our members, providing the benefits to our members to continue their business success, and just overall, just working in the industry, working with the school, the NRVTA, and the staff has been amazing. So that's what I like most about my position, is just helping others and working with others.
What about you, Renee?
What I like most about my position, using my skills as an RV inspector and a technician to educate the consumers and to help promote NRVIA and RBT, which will ultimately help our members and their businesses.
It's neat that you come from the perspective of having been through the training and actually done that, and now you're involved in the association that is helping all of the members become stronger. Why is membership in RBTA and NRVIA so important for technicians and inspectors?
Membership is important in the NRVIA and the RBTA because the associations are the credentialing body to maintain your certification. In order for a certified inspector or registered or certified technician in our association, you must maintain 24-hour CEUs. And the association does provide that opportunity for you. Just like any industry, being certified accredits you in the business world and with consumers. We have a phenomenal school in Athens, Texas that assists you with that certification. And as the association, we help you maintain that certification and give you opportunities for training, partnering up with dealerships, any partners like Dometic, Lippert. So certification in our association is very important to any inspector or technician and in the industry.
I would imagine that certification is like expertise. And when people see that somebody is certified by the association, that they are perceived to be experts in their field. Would you agree with that?
Yes. It's almost like having a degree and having those letters behind your name and that certificate. It just accredits you. So definitely, yes, as experts in the field.
What are some of the biggest benefits that people have from being members of the associations?
Some of the biggest benefits of being a member of the association is, of course, maintaining your certification. We have a PIN locator that people can go, consumers or anyone in the industry can go and look up a certified technician or registered technician or a certified inspector. We do offer liability insurance to help protect your business. We offer individual health insurance opportunities. Like I said, we partner with a lot of people in the industry. We do offer training for our members. One training that we do offer is our expo, which is a part of their membership, which allows them to get those 24 CEUs that they need to maintain their certification. We have marketing assistance for our members, small business training opportunities. We have a mentorship program for inspectors. Again, we have a private Facebook community group where members can help each other with different questions, or if they're stuck on a project or a job, members can help assist them members.
I know a lot of people talk about the PIN locators and how important they are to their businesses. And what I really like about them is that they can have more than one PIN location, so that being in Sun City, Arizona, I could have a PIN right here, but I could also indicate that I am able to do inspections or repairs anywhere in the Phoenix area. And if I wanted to travel somewhere, I could set up a PIN to be available for work in the area that I'm traveling. All I have to do is go in there and drop the PIN in when I'm in that area.
Yeah, you're right. We do have many mobile technicians and inspectors. So we do offer those three additional PINs as they're traveling so they can get business as they're going to meet with family, or a training that they're going to travel to, or whatever they are doing, they're mobile. So we do offer three locator pins for our members so they can get in business along the way or wherever they're going across the U.S.
The last podcast interview for RV Tech Talk was in March of 2020, just before COVID shut everything down. So what's changed at the association since then, Renee?
What has changed mostly, the NRVIA and NRVTA had a in-person expo located in Athens, Texas. Since the lockdown in 2020, they had to go to a online expo kind of platform, which was a little bit different. It was nice seeing your fellow inspectors and technicians at the live event. But with that being said, obviously that could happen. And we just maintained that online platform since 2020. So I think in 2020, the goal really became to develop a nationwide network of certified professional RV technicians across North America that have undergone strict standardized testing and certification process, just to make sure the consumers are getting qualified diagnosis and repair by true professionals. And so that's why RBTAA The RV Technician Association was founded then in 2021.
I also think that one of the biggest things that have happened in the association since then, not only has RVTAA been founded, but the number of inspectors has jumped a little bit over the past 3 years. By reviving this podcast, what do you hope it'll do for current technicians and inspectors, as well as those people who are contemplating a career in one of those areas?
The RV industry is booming, so I hope that this podcast will bring awareness to the NRVA, the RVTA, and educate the consumers that we do have inspectors and technicians that can assist them in their need. Sometimes people call and they're frantic, and it's just awesome that we're able to offer services to them from our members, from the membership makeup. Also, I hope that this will help people understand the importance of an RV inspection, the importance of getting RV maintenance, and hopefully hiring our inspectors and technicians to help support their traveling needs or just living in their RV full time. I hope this helps bring awareness to the association, and hopefully some people would like to become inspectors and technicians because they're definitely needed, being that this industry is booming. I hope that this will help dealerships understand who we are and what we do. Our partners can understand more, and then people who we don't partner with, hopefully they can grab a hold of our members and what they do and how we train them at the NRVTA. I hope that this will bring awareness for letting people know that you can make a living being a mobile technician and inspector, and that it might be scary to start a business, but sometimes you just have to just say, I'm going to do it and move forward. But the association is always here to help each of our members along the way.
That's a very good point. We like to note that there are about 1,200 new RVs being built every single day in America, plus another 2,000 used RVs being sold every day. So that's a tremendous market. What is the market like for independent inspectors and mobile technicians?
I think the industry as a whole just needs more inspectors and technicians. As we all know, if anybody who owns an RV knows that if you bring an RV to a dealer, it will be 2 or 3 months before you can get something addressed. And so having a mobile RV technician available to you, that he would be able, or she could go to your RV to do those repairs or to do maintenance, is just so very important, especially for people who are living in their RVs full time. And it is difficult for them to have their RV in a shop for 2 to 3 months. That means they have to try to find somewhere else to live. So RV mobile techs are just in great demand right now.
As somebody who has been a full-time RVer for 3 years, I can tell you it is an inconvenience to have it in the shop for one day, let alone weeks or months at a time. So yeah, that's the beauty of having a mobile RV technician. One thing that I think a lot of people are a little skeptical about, as far as consumers are concerned, is that mobile technicians, they just have this perception that in order to be professional, you have to take the RV to a dealership. Is that true?
No, my husband is a certified RV technician, and we have a inspection and repair business. And it is not true that you have to bring it to a dealer. Mobile RV technicians do work with the manufacturers, but there's any type of warranty work or that type of thing that can be done. And there's just a few things that probably you wouldn't want to get done, mobile situation, maybe like a taking out a slide out or something along that line. But generally, they can fix anything in the field.
What would it take for somebody to become a certified RV technician or certified RV inspector?
To become a certified RV inspector, what is required is 3 weeks of training. So you would go to the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. You would do 1 week of fundamentals, and then you would do 2 weeks of inspector training. The first week is a basic kind of general inspector training. Then the last week is the advanced training where you actually get on RVs, you inspect them, and that is part of the requirement in order to pass the testing. Then at the end of those 3 weeks, you do take a certified exam administered by NRVIA, and then you become a credentialed certified RV inspector. Now for the RV technicians, they have a 5-week class. First week is the fundamentals, and then they have 4 weeks of advanced training on the RV systems, appliances, and that type of thing. At the end of their training, they do have not only a written exam, but they do have a hands-on exam that they have to pass. And then they become certified RV technicians through RVTAA.
Why is certification so important for technicians and for inspectors?
Yes, I think certification, though, provides some credibility through testing and awarding credentials to qualified inspectors and technicians. Also, certification assures that the RV technician has the necessary knowledge and skills to perform repairs and maintenance. With the accreditation, our RV inspectors are required to follow specific standards of practice and code of ethics that would also ensure that the inspection is of good quality and caliber.
That's a good point about the code of ethics, which I think separates the members of the associations from other people who are just doing it, because they have to agree that they're going to conduct their business and the way they do their businesses in a specific way that is professional. And what happens to an inspector or a technician who does not abide by the code of ethics?
If they don't abide by the code of ethics, we do have an advisory group that we would bring some of these concerns to. They may be put on probation, but we do like to work with our inspectors to make sure they do adhere to the code of ethics and standards of practice, because it's good business practice.
You raised a good point, Renee, about the advisory group. So basically, you're the director of the associations, but you get input from people who are actually members. And there are not just a couple, there are a bunch of members who are part of these advisory groups. Can one of you touch on what the advisory groups do and how they benefit the entire organization?
So currently, right now, we do have an advisory group for inspectors and we have an advisory group for technicians. So as an association, we evaluated and we surveyed our members to ask them what are their needs. So we took that survey and we came up with a couple of goals that we would like to meet our member needs. So we meet monthly. And one of the topics that came up is the pin locator, getting more in the industry with partnerships, giving our members more opportunity when it comes to being successful in their businesses. So there are many of things that we talk about, training opportunities. Hopefully down the road, we'll do some in-person training sessions at the NRVTA. So there are several things that we talk about when it comes to inspector and technician advisory groups. So yes, it is our membership makeup. And there's about 10 inspectors and technicians a part of this advisory group, and we meet on a monthly basis.
People wanted more information about the associations. Where could they get it?
So for more information about the associations, you can go to rvtaa.org or you can go to nrvia.org. And so go to our website, check us out, check out our pin locator. And if you have additional questions for us, you can email us at info@rvtaa.org or info@nrvia.org.
Very good. Thank you, ladies, for this time. I really appreciate it. It's been good information, and I hope other people will understand why we're doing the podcast and continue to tune in to learn more about the career field for being a certified RV inspector or certified RV technician. So thank you again.
Thanks.
Thank you, Greg.
I appreciate Renee Winsman, Gilda Mitchell, for coming on the show today to describe what the National RV Inspectors Association, or NRVIA, and the RV Technician Association of America, or RVTAA, is all about and what it's doing to help consumers. As executive director of the associations, Renee helped facilitate the RVTAA rollout and handles administrative responsibilities for both groups. She also acts as a point of contact for members, potential members, and consumers. As director of membership, Gilda is responsible for developing, implementing, and evaluating membership strategies for NRVIA and RVTAA. She also oversees member engagement and working with industry connections to build a strong membership culture. It is helpful that Renee and her husband have both completed training at NRBTA and have worked as inspectors and technicians. It really gives her credibility to lead both associations. Although getting an RV remains on Gilda's to-do list, she is instrumental in working with association members who serve on advisory groups guiding the association's future. The fact Gilda and Renee can tap into the knowledge and experience provided by advisory group members ensures that the associations will be serving the needs of consumers, inspectors, and technicians for years to come. Both women noted how the RV industry has been booming in recent years, with 1,200 new RVs being built every day and 2,000 new RVs sold every day, demand for RV inspection services is incredibly strong. Consumers and even some lenders are realizing the value of having an RV professionally inspected before purchase in order to make informed decisions about the vehicle's condition. The RV Industry Association continues to report there are 11 million RV-owning households in America. Yet, according to the U.S. Department of Labor, there are only 17,000 active RV technicians working in this country. That's just one technician for every 650 RVs on the road today. If there is one thing in common to all RVs, regardless of brand, it's that they shake, rattle, and roll as they rumble down the highway. As a result, things break frequently. Add in annual maintenance just to keep RVs running smoothly, and demand for knowledgeable RV service technicians has been high for years with no relief in sight. I'm so thankful to Renee Winsma and Gilda Mitchell for describing ways the National RV Inspectors Association and RV Technician Association of America are working to make life easier for RV buyers, RV owners, and the RV industry in general. That's all I have for this week's podcast. Next week, I'll be interviewing a man who, after retiring and buying an RV, realized he needed training on how to use and maintain it. But during classes at the National RV Training Academy, he learned about an opportunity to start a business inspecting RVs. He jumped at that opportunity and enjoys a successful business today. I'll have that interview on the next episode of RV Tech Talk. Thanks for listening.